This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وصلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد فهذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الإكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ومن كل عمل صالح. This night of Jumu'ah, there's a lot of barakah in this night, a blessed night, and the sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and every good deed. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده والإمام أبو داود في سننه وكذلك ابن حبان في صحيحه بسند حسن عن العرباض بن سارية رضي الله عنه قال. The hadith tonight is in a collection of Imam Ahmad, Imam Abu Dawood, and Imam Ibn Hibban. And it has a reasonable chain of narration. And this is a very famous hadith, and the theme of talking about dealing with turbulence or fitna. And as I pointed out yesterday, and I want this to maybe resonate with some of you, that when you read the chapters of fitan in books of hadith, usually the context is always focusing on Armageddon or the apocalypse or something that's going to happen later in the future or something that has happened already. So it takes away sometimes, or it strips us sometimes from our ability to benefit from the hadith and to walk away with something that we can do. When, if you look at turbulence, the word fitna or fitan, yeah, as what it is, just a turbulence that happens in your life on a personal level, on a communal level, and you learn from the Prophet ﷺ how to deal with them, then it actually, these hadith become very eye-opening. Like, they become really beautiful. You really, really benefit from the profoundness of them. And I'm going to try and do that for you, just so that you can, inshallah, yani, find some beauty. And these hadith are very, usually always slashed aside. People don't read them very often. They're left for the scholars to do in, you know, halaqat, when really I find that there's a lot in them. So this hadith is very famous. This is what Arbad ibn Sariyah said, radiallahu anhu. قَالَ صَلَّى بِنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ ذَاتَ يَوْمٍ ثُمَّ الْتَفَتَ إِلَيْنَا فَأَقْبَلَ عَلَيْنَا بِوَجْهِهِ. So one day the Prophet ﷺ prayed, and then when he finished, he turned around and he faced us with his face. Usually he would do his dhikr or his dua. At this point, he put his face out and he got the attention of everyone. فَقَالَ فَوَعَظَنَا مَوْعِظَةً بَلِيغَةً ذَرَفَتْ مِنْهَا الْعُيُونَ وَوَجِلَتْ مِنْهَا الْقُلُوبَ حَتَّى قَالَ قَائِلٌ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّ هَذِهِ موعظة مودع فبماذا توصينا. So he turned to them عليه الصلاة والسلام and he gave them a reminder, a موعظة, a true موعظة, something that moved the hearts of those who were listening. Their hearts were moved and their eyes, يعني, ran with tears. And one of the people who were sitting with, يعني, he said, Ya Rasulullah, it seems as if you are giving us a farewell reminder. It's as if you're, يعني, you feel like you're never going to see us again. And if that is the case, what wasiyah do you leave with us? I mean, what reminder, like, what should we do if you leave? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many of the scholars take that this actually was a maw'idah that he gave alayhi salatu wa sallam after Hijjat al-Wada', after his final sermon. So it was actually accurate. Within 3 months he had passed alayhi salatu wa sallam. So it was very, very much so. That's why he didn't correct the Prophet alayhi salam in his answer. He didn't correct the person. He actually gave them, يعني, a piece of wisdom that we carry on today and you hear a lot. So he said the following, قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, أوصيكم بتقوى الله والسمع والطاعة وإن عبدا حبشيا فإنه من يعيش بعدي فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا. Number one, I leave with you my final piece of wisdom, or my wasiyah amongst you. What I ask of you, and this is what a wasiyah is when someone asks you of something, and it's a final ask. I ask you of taqwa, for you to continue to be mindful of Allah. And number two is sam'a wa ta'a, for you to follow along. Meaning when the Muslims are unified and they have a leader, that you will offer sam'a wa ta'a. We talked about this in a previous khutbah. The Prophet alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam's bay'at al-aqaba is sam'a wa ta'a, that you're going to adhere, you're going to follow along. In Abdan Habashi, and even if it's if your leader is a slave that is brought from a part of Africa. And there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. But to the culture of the people he was speaking to, alayhi salatu wasalam, to them, this was something they had never heard of before. So he, alayhi salatu wasalam, was challenging them, was challenging some of their inherited understandings that yes, even if one day you're ruled by someone who was once a slave from a different culture, you will listen. Because Islam is what unites you, not your race. It's not Uruba that brings us together. It's Islam that brings us together. It doesn't matter where the person comes from. فإنه من يعيش بعدي فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا. Indeed, those who will live after me or outlive me will see a lot of differences. اختلاف, they'll see a lot of conflict, a lot of dispute is going to come. And then he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, وعليكم, number three, بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي. And I ask you to hold on to my sunnah, to the way of my life, to my way of life. Sunnah is not just the miswak and the imama and the, as beautiful and the ihya, as beautiful as these things are. Sunnah is his way of life, alayhi salatu wasalam, how he saw the world, how he treated people, what he valued, what he sought to be, what his principles were, alayhi salatu wasalam. Those things have to come first and then everything else will follow. Take my sunnah. And the sunnah of those, the leaders, the khulafa, my successors, who are rashideen, who walk the straight path. Mahdiyeen, who are guided by the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that come after me. Tamassaku biha, hold on to it. Wa'addu alayha bin nawajidh, and bite down on the with your molars. Like if you have no other way to hold on to it aside from biting down on it with your teeth. If your arms are cut off and your legs don't work, and the only thing you can do to hold on to this sunnah is bite down on it with your inner teeth, and that's what you do. That's what he's teaching, alayhi salatu wasalam. عَضُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ. And this is, this continues to be this continues to be the way the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, taught us to live. This is what he left you with, alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what he asked you to do. As turbulences comes throughout life and you deal with these difficult moments, remember that alayhi salatu wasalam did not leave you lost. No, he left you with clarity. You continue to be mindful of Allah. You continue to hold on to the jama'ah of the Muslimin. You commit to the group. You don't go on your own, you stick with the jama'ah. Even if the jama'ah is run by someone you don't like. Even if the jama'ah is run by someone you don't respect. Even, it doesn't matter, you stick to the jama'ah because that's how we're defined, there's nothing else. And then you hold on to his way of life, alayhi salatu wasalam. And the way of life of those who were guided after him, alayhi salatu wasalam. The word khulafa is not necessarily even a political term in this hadith. The word khulafa in this hadith is not even necessarily a political term, but rather it's a religious one. Because the khalifa is someone who picks up after someone else. And the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, here wasn't even necessarily talking about politics. He was talking about those who will pick up after him. As in the religious leadership of this ummah. Those who we will learn from after he passes, alayhi salatu wasalam. What are we going to learn from? It happened to be the same people. When he passes away, alayhi salatu wasalam, who are we going to learn from? Abu Bakr, I'm going to learn from first. And then if he's gone, I'll learn from Umar. And then from Uthman, and then from Ali, and Zubayr, and Talha. It happened to work that way anyways. But he's trying to teach us, here's who you hold on to. Hold on to this. Tamassaku biha. Wa'addu alayha bin nawajidh. And bite down on it. Bite down on it if you have no other way to hold. And that's how you deal with turbulence. That is how we deal with turbulence as an ummah. We hold on to what he left us, alayhi salatu wasalam. And in the midst of these tornadoes and high waves that are hitting us within this world, as long as we continue to hold on to this wasiyah that he gave us, alayhi salatu wasalam, we will make it. We will, when the sun finally shines and it all calms down, you'll still be standing. And you'll still be facing the right direction. And you'll still be able to own that which you believed in to begin with. And there's no other way around it aside from that. And I find this hadith, this hadith is beautiful. He concludes it, alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And be careful of making things up. Be careful of adding to Islam something that's not from Islam. Be careful of deciding that you don't like it and you want to put your own touch into the deen and bringing something that he never taught, subhanahu wa ta'ala, or bringing something the Prophet never taught. Because you do that, you misguide people. When you misguide people, you end up in Jahannam wal iyadu billah. He left you with everything you need, alayhi salatu wasalam. There's no need to make something up. And I think there's a lot within that to reflect upon. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند حسن عن العرباض بن سارية قال صلى بنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ذات يوم ثم التفت فأقبل علينا بوجهه فوعظنا موعظة بليغة ذرفت منها العيون ووجلت منها القلوب حتى قال قائل يا رسول الله كأن هذه موعظة مودع فبماذا توصينا؟ فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أوصيكم بتقوى الله والسمع والطاعة وإن عبدا حبشيا فإنه من يعش بعدي منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا وعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي تمسكوا بها وعضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، استغفرك.